Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're talking about the passing of Harry Reid, a political icon in our country who grew up in Searchlight. Before he left the Senate, he did an interview with C-SPAN, and I want you to, this is cut three, by the way. This is Harry Reid on C-SPAN before leaving the Senate, and he kind of downplayed the role that the Senate plays in people's lives, and I thought this was interesting. Listen to this.
Senator Harry Reid, thank you for talking to C-SPAN about the history of the Senate. I want to start with where the Senate fits in society today. What role does it have and what role should it have?
Well, the Senate has always in the history of our country had a role in what goes on, going back to the very early days of this republic. And it's probably more visible to everyone now because of having TV on the Senate floor. Prior to that, it was all done with journalists, and now it's done by senators themselves and their staffs who can do a much easier job of putting information out than they used to be able to.
But what is the function of the Senate? What should people think about why it matters to their lives?
Well, I think that most people don't think about it that much, and I think the way government operates on a state level, national level, that unless you're closely involved, people just don't pay that much attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Should they? Is it significant to them?
No, I don't think so. I think that people have a basic understanding of how the Senate works. We learn that in school. But as far as watching it every day, there are some people do that. I'm aware of that through your good offices. But I think that people will watch it, no matter what we say or anyone else says, when it's important to them. There are issues that come up here that are important, and they watch it very closely at that time. Otherwise, I don't think people watch it that closely.
There you have it, the words of Harry Reid. And that, by the way, before he left the Senate, he did that interview, and we'll have more on that coming up. But I'll just tell you... I think he nailed it. I think people don't know, and they just don't make the connection of what goes on in the Senate and how it impacts you and me on a daily basis. I think a lot of people just don't get it, and they don't understand the connection between what goes on, whether it be Carson City or the local city council or the county commission, and how it impacts your life until it actually does impact your life. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Our year in review takes us back to January 11th.
That is it. The final score, Bama 52, Ohio State 24. Alabama does it. 10 regular season SEC wins. An SEC championship, a Rose Bowl championship, and national championship number 18.
The call from the Alabama Radio Network as the Crimson Tide defeats Ohio State 52-24 to win the national title. For Alabama head coach Nick Saban, career title number 7. That breaks a tie with Alabama great Paul Bear Bryant. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty. A
little bit after 1:32 as we check out our traffic cams at the moment. And I got to tell you, Interstate 15 looks pretty good right now. No major delays or restrictions as we speak through the resort area. Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour through there. Also, there's lane restrictions. That's causing a lot of congestion downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl. That's 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. Again, only two lanes available for bridge reconstruction between Main Street and Eastern, both directions, and that will continue well into 2022. And do watch for some left shoulder activity on the off-ramp. That's 15 northbound at Sahara.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, we're going to be joined by a guy that knows more about sports than I can even think about. Ron Futrell will join us coming up 2 o'clock. We'll talk about the passing of John Madden. And gentlemen, Jim Dallas, I know you are a huge, huge sports fan. Yes. And simply put, it never got any better than John Madden.
John Madden was a living legend, and he was such a big personality. And he made the most boring things seem exciting. The turkey duck.
You
remember that with the six-legged turkey on Thanksgiving? Again, he would only do the biggest games. Him and Pat Summerall were a team for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And Pat Summerall was perfect for him. The 1 year that Vin Scully was paired with John Madden. See, John Madden, again, he's just too big in the room and It has when you talk about a play-by-play guy and his relationship with his color commentator, it's a give and take.
Yeah.
And you know, we're in broadcasting. We know that.
Yeah.
You have the setup guy, and then you have the guy that comes in and slams the door in baseball. So that was kind of the way Pat Summerall was. He would just lay things out there, call them for what they are, just Mr. Straight-Laced. And then John Madden would come in and just turn everything, you know, all over the place.
Well, but can I tell you, though, the thing I loved, and again, I've been a lifelong sports fan. Those of you that know me know that that John Madden made the really complex football stuff understandable.
Yes.
And to somebody that didn't know football, that maybe was watching their first football game, bam, zoom, right there. You know, he made that understandable. And to me, that was he was the first color analyst that actually spoke in a language that I could understand.
And he used the Telestrator, too. That was kind of new technology at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, he would circle a guy, and he was doing that. I played a little clip where he was talking about Troy Aikman, who was trying to grow a beard. And he says, after 4 days, you can't even see anything on the top of his lip or below his nose. He says, just give it up. And he would draw a circle around him on the sideline. He goes, see, you need more hair in this area and that area.
Oh,
if you're
yeah.
going to have a, I mean, again, the most minute things, he would make it entertaining.
And you know what's interesting about sports broadcasting today is you've got a ton more games that are everywhere, college, pro, Thursday night, Monday night. You got all this stuff that's almost like sports clutter. But back then, there weren't that many people that did what he did. And nobody did it the way he did.
Yeah, and that was the beautiful thing about it, is because he was the color commentator of color commentators. And really, he paved the way for the Chris Collinsworths of the world, and really just laying it out there. This is how you do it. You don't have to be Mr. Conventional. You can put your own personality into it and still sell it to an audience, and he did a great job of that.
And I'm willing to bet there is some sports executive, deceased or still alive, that very simply walked into a boardroom and said, hey, this guy's fat, you know, he's horrible, he waves his arms. I mean, what is this waving his arms crap?
Well, he was fun to see on commercials, too.
Oh.
Remember, tough actin, tin actin.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, he would always break through the little paper barrier and say, the people in the bar would say, less filling. He'd say, no, tastes great. And it was just a great thing to witness. And then he moves on to the Madden career. And, of course, the Madden Cruiser is a classic.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? You know what's really disappointing to me, in a way, that there are people that are roaming the streets of Las Vegas who only know John Madden for Madden Football.
Yeah.
They don't know of him as a former coach of the Raiders. They don't even know him as a sports broadcaster. It's just, no, that's the guy that does the gaming thing.
Can you believe he won 3 out of every 4 games that he coached?
Yeah.
I remember the Raiders back in that era, when he was coaching in the 70s. They were the most successful franchise, sports, major league franchise in history. More so than the Yankees, more so than the Dodgers, and all these big name clubs. The Raiders were the number one until they got into their losing streak, and we all know what they've done over the past 20 years. But hey, they're still alive this year.
I know. It may come down to the final week of the season. Isn't that wild? That it may, you know, for the Raiders, it may come down to the last game of the year.
I think that's what separates the NFL from especially the NBA. Major League Baseball has got some problems with parity. The NBA definitely does.
Yeah.
But as of last week, there were only 8 teams that were eliminated out of 32 mathematically to make the playoffs. That makes it exciting for the fan bases all over the country.
Indeed. More to come. Don't forget Ron Futrell, sports anchor, reporter for 8 News Now, will join us coming up at 2:05. And then at 3:05, you know what happens? The radio just, you know, goes to tilt because it'll be Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root, War, Raw and Unfiltered. That'll be coming up at 3:05. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
Who's the rat who will cop out when there's commies all about?
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who locks us down while he spreads the virus round, importing illegals to your town?
Steve Sisolak, that's for sure, Jack.
Sisolak is a bad...
He's a bad commie governor.
Right on.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who's gonna lie when he looks you in the eye?
That's where he's at.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
He's a super rat.
Right on. I'm Fred Simon. I am a medical doctor. If you want the liberal madness to end, forget rhinos. Support me in the Republican primary for Nevada governor. Your courage can save Nevada. Volunteer, donate, learn more at simonforgovnv.com. We have to fight back.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's become kind of the big lie just in the last week for President Biden. And it's something that keeps changing. It's like a moving target. The president saying there's no federal role in the pandemic, and yet they keep doing mandates and they keep doing all kinds of stuff relative to COVID-19 and Omicron. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And now there's fear that we're going to be taking two steps, three steps, four steps back relative to the pandemic. That we're going to be doing masks indoors, outdoors, everywhere. I mean, it's just nuts. But I thought it was great on Fox this morning. Admiral Brett Giroir was on, and he kind of does a point counterpoint with the president. And this was a Brett Giroir. Is there a federal role in the pandemic? Here it is.
There is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road.
President Biden stepping on his words and tweeting about a federal plan for the coronavirus pandemic just one day after saying there was no federal solution. The president writing, "Last week I rolled out a federal plan to tackle Omicron by adding vaccination and booster capacity, hospital equipment, staff, and more. We're going to get through this by working together." Here to weigh in, former White House Coronavirus Task Force testing czar, Admiral Brett Giroir. Admiral, great to have you this morning. So does he or does he not have a federal response? Is there or is there not a federal response to the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, it's hard to tell because it looks like it's chaotic and confusing from the outside. Look, the concept of operation is simple. It's federally supported, state-led, locally executed. We supported the states through the federal government by sending hundreds of billions of dollars, by developing vaccines through Warp Speed. Before I left, we had already sent 180 million free tests. Every Monday morning, the governor's got a 600-page report about what we recommended at a county-to-county level. So look, they've really got to understand the role of the federal government is to provide that support to supply complete and clear recommendations, not to have mandates or coerce people in every single state to do what the federal government wants. That's counterproductive, and you see where it's led us in this pandemic.
Yeah, and most of that federal response, I could say for the better part of two administrations, but actually for several decades now, has been Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci is now saying, by the way, after attempting to cancel every single holiday, I believe, over the last 2 years, that he's strongly advising against people getting together for New Year's Eve. Should people cancel their plans, Admiral?
I'm not canceling my plans. I think everyone needs to be reasonable and make a risk assessment for themselves and their family. Now, certainly, if you have cancer and on chemotherapy and you can't be adequately vaccinated, you need to be careful because we had over 400,000 cases of Omicron yesterday, which really means we had like 1.2 million cases. But if you're healthy, if you've been vaccinated and you're around people who you have relationships with, I wouldn't cancel it at all. I feel very comfortable. I felt very comfortable going to football games this year with 100,000 people. It all depends on your own individual risk. You have to make that assessment. Your risk reduction starts with vaccination. So please get vaccinated. Please get boosted. Wear a mask if you're in tight indoor settings. If you're outdoors, if you're among vaccinated people, you don't need to do that. And always remember to have a plan with your healthcare provider. If you do get sick, know where you can get monoclonal antibodies and other therapy.
That's a former retired Admiral Brett Giroir, formerly with the task force of the formerly with the Trump administration and their task force. He was kind of their logistics guy. And he says, yeah, there obviously is a federal role. And he points out, simply put, that all you got to do is just look around at all of the stuff, the billions and billions of dollars sent to states. Of course, there is a federal role for fixing this. I'm going to tell you, I have not made my plans for New Year's Eve. I know it sounds weird, but I just haven't done it. And I'm real disappointed, though, at the mixed messaging that's coming out from the federal government. I mean, this is confusing everybody. I mean, everybody. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Chuck, I know it's super easy, but can you walk our listeners through the process of getting a signature loan at Dollar Loan Center?
You'll just need a couple things. Bring along your state-issued ID, recent pay stub, and a few pieces of mail to prove where you live. And if you're getting a loan online at don'tbebroke.com, you can scan and upload all your documents right to our members area.
Sounds easy. How long does the whole process take?
We print up the contract, walk you through it step by step, explain exactly what the costs are. We want to be sure you can really afford the loan. For a new customer, all this takes around 30 minutes, and you're out the door, cash in hand. Once you're in the system, it's even quicker.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love being able to say this. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ. Kevin Wall with you. Good to have you with us. Gentleman Jim Dallas, he loves playing the football games. He always has money on a football game. He loves going to the Westgate. How'd you do this weekend?
Did pretty good on the Bengals game. That was a lot of fun. Of course, you can see I've got my Bengals jacket on here. They just kicked butt, 41-21.
Whoa!
Our quarterback Joe Burrow, of course, was the first overall pick in last year's draft. Is now proving why he was the number one pick. He had 525 yards,
yikes,
which is the fourth most in NFL history. It's just amazing. And four touchdowns. So, you know what's coming up this week, this Sunday. You know who the Bengals are going to be playing.
The Chiefs, right?
That is right.
Ooh.
And that should be one of the better games of the week. I know.
Wow. Every